This is GQDN for Monday, January 29th, 2024. Brought to you by Audible. Go get your free credit, audibletrial.com/groupquest. By patreon.com/groupquest. By swiftenergy.gg. Go get your stuff, man. Delicious drink mixes. And go to the checkout. Put in the code QUEST. And you'll get 25% off of your purchase. Delicious stuff. And by stackup.org. In today's news, we have a puzzle game for Switch, huh? We have some antique cartridges. Interesting. And Rocksteady had trouble. Uh-oh. But we begin today with Blizzard Entertainment because, according to Wowhead.com, Johanna Freires is the new president for Blizzard Entertainment. So, here's a little bit about her. She is a Harvard graduate, and she did stay with Activision Blizzard for the past 5 years as the general manager of Call of Duty, the senior vice president, head of leagues, and the Call of Duty esports commissioner. And that was following a 12-year career in marketing strategy and business development with the NFL. The National Football League. So now, being the head of all those things, she is now the head of Blizzard Entertainment. So here's what she said on X. Quote, "Hi all. Today, I sent the below note to Blizzard Entertainment. As for X, I play to stay in listen mode here. But trust I am tuned in. As for me, a typical day equals work life plus yogi life plus game life. Currently on heavy rotation, D4, Diablo 4, Call of Duty, Baldur's Gate 3, feeling blessed and grateful, onward." And within that was the full-on statement that she put out. But we got too much going on here, so I'm not going to read it. Just know that it's out there, and we will definitely be talking about this on the weekly show, because that is absolutely huge news. But PlayStation said we wanted to make a splash too. So, what could be in section 2 or section 3 for the weekly news, for the weekly show, is the PlayStation State of Play, which will be on Wednesday, January 31st. Now, this is brought to us by both Polygon and PushSquare.com. And it'll be on PlayStation's YouTube, Twitch, and TikTok channels at 5 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, which is 2 p.m. Pacific Time. So, what could we expect from this? Well, we could be looking at Stellar Blade, The Rise of Ronin, of course, what's coming here in the next few weeks, Final Fantasy VII Rebirth, Silent Hill 2 Remake, Metal Gear Solid Delta Snake Eater, that'd be an update, along with some other updates that were made there on last year's PlayStation Showcase, Fair Games, Marathon from Bungie, Until Dawn and Death Stranding 2. Well, they could go in the movies. As long as they're video games, sure. Just keep in mind, it will be on Wednesday. They could also look at the sci-fi shooter Concord. But like I said, Wednesday. And I will be streaming at twitch.tv/chillspace. Starting about the same time. It's supper time, man. It's supper time. And I will be doing GQDN right after that. Now, a game that could show up on the PlayStation Showcase, and probably will, is Suicide Squad. But, according to both Dot Esports, Polygon, and PC Games N, the game has a bug. And it's a launch bug. And it's showing that players have instantly completed the game. Therefore, the servers were shut down for emergency maintenance. Now, early access is supposed to be tomorrow. And full release is supposed to be February 2nd, next week. I'm sorry, this week. My bad, this Friday. But it already has a little bit of a, quote, lukewarm reception. So this is going to be very, very critical. So Rocksteady did put up a statement there on X. And they said, quote, "We're aware that a number of players are currently experiencing an issue whereby logging into the game for the first time, they have the full story completion. To resolve this issue, we will be performing maintenance on the game servers. During this time, the game will be unavailable. We expect this to take several hours and will update once we have more information. We apologize for the inconvenience. So they got troubles. Rock, Paper, Shotgun did also say that as well. But they still got troubles. Not as much trouble as what a Duex game. Yep, PC Game Zen. Yeah, the confusing one. Did say that Duex game has been in development for 2 years, but the plug has been pulled on that game. And that's according to a report from Bloomberg. And the Duex has been canceled in favor for another game. And part of that reason is that some of the employees of LDUS Montreal have been laid off. They were formerly Square Enix Montreal. That did happen. So, it's a game that's gone. Now we're going to get to some good stuff. Well, potentially good stuff. Because, according to PC Games N, again, you can get a 1 terabyte SSD for under $50. It's a deal. And it is the MSI Spectrum M371. And will have some definite memory to it. Now, they are showing the links, and those are showing some of the cards, the SSD cards, RAM, for around $93 and $95, respectively. So you can take a look at those. Keep in mind, sales are limited. And, well, according to Destructoid.com, there are some Atari 7800 cartridges are going to be reissued on May 24th. Three of them, actually. They are Fatal Run, Food Fight, and Ninja Golf. Now, Fatal Run and Ninja Golf were a part of the Atari 50th anniversary celebration. Food Fight was only present in its arcade in the Atari 800 formats. Now, that's only if you have an Atari 7800. But if you don't have an Atari 7800, and you have the Atari 2600 Plus, the Atari 2600 Plus does support the 7800 cartridges. And Atari is also reissuing the CX78 gamepad. So good stuff. Good stuff. Maybe some good stuff for some of the sales for a Nintendo games in Europe, that is. And that is Tekken 8. Took the number one spot, obviously. Like a Dragon Infinite Wealth. Took second. I'm only going to give the top five. Maybe some notables. Call of Duty Modern Warfare 3 took third. EA Sports FC 24 took fourth. And Super Mario Brothers Wonder took fifth. Now, some of the other ones. Hogwarts Legacy was seventh. Mortal Kombat 1 was eighth. Minecraft was 13th. Cyberpunk 2077's 26th. Grand Theft Auto Trilogy, the Definitive Edition, 29th. And the Lego Harry Potter Collection was 37th. Some other notes. Now, according to PC Games Then, you can get 7 of the best PC games for the price of 1. So, it's Fanatical again. It is. And you can build your own bundle, which should have Death Stranding, Control Ultimate Edition, Disco Asylum, Resident Evil 3, Ghost Runner, Fallout 76, The Pit Deluxe Edition, Mech Warrior 5, which is sold out, and some other ones there as well. And it's only $48. Build your own bundle, 5 games, $48. Oh boy, Fanatical does do some stuff. Oh, here's some of the things that are coming out for Nintendo as well.
Sorry about that.
Huh? For North America, which is what I'm going to be talking about in this one, Postal Brain Damage, Torn Away, Defense Master, The Pigeon Simulator, Candy Shake Up, Turret Rampage, along with quite a few others. Nothing too big, but maybe there's something else that's going to be announced for Nintendo. And that is the puzzle adventure game called The Lullaby of Life has been announced for Switch. And this Lullaby of Life will be in the second quarter of this year. So you're looking around summertime. Well, maybe late spring, okay. But anyway, this is a, quote, musically motivated puzzle adventure title. It's a Lullaby of Life. And Nintendo Everything did give a bit of an overview of it. But the Midwest Games CEO and founder, Ben Kevlo, did talk about the game. Quote, "We're pleased to welcome The Lullaby of Life as a second title in our quickly expanding roster of games. Every individual has the power to make change. And our small but curious hero, Bumbo, is no exception. Much like these whimsical wonders Our team at Midwest Games also strives to make impactful change in the game industry by uplifting the amazing talent of developers and unrepresented communities, whether that's the Midwest or Mexico. But how would you like to be a Blizzard employee right now? We started the show with Blizzard. We're going to end it with Blizzard because right before a Blizzard employee was laid off, that employee snagged nearly 10 years of WoW playtime. Pretty well stamp to pay for the expansions. So, Adam Halisky, he was the former technology product lead at Blizzard, did take that time. 10 years. And now his current game time will expire on October 14th, 2033. So over 9 years, almost 10 years to the date. But that is a lot. Because with those 10 years, he would have paid about $1,754. And even if he would have bought the subscription yearly, it would be about $1,520. Good job. Good job. So, what will come tomorrow? Well, that's why I'm here. We don't know. I would imagine there'll be more PlayStation news coming out tomorrow, because Wednesday is going to be quite interesting. So we'll see. This has been a Dawn Forge production, 2024. All rights are reserved. Go play some games, people.